An attack consists of actions that may deny, degrade, disrupt, compromise, or exploit information systems and the data contained within them. For a cyber attack to be successful, an information system has to be vulnerable or susceptible for attack. Attacks are actually categorized in accordance with the Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff Manual, CJCSM, 6510.01 Bravo, titled Cyber Incident Handling Program. Going to do a quick run through of each of the categories that are listed in the table. Category 0 events are operations performed for training and exercises. Category 1 are considered incidents, where unauthorized privilege access is gained. Category 2 are considered incidents as well, and this is where unauthorized non-privileged access is gained. Category 3 events are deliberate attempts to gain unauthorized access to an information system. Category 4 are considered incidents where detected activity denies, degrades, or disrupts functionality. Category 5 events potentially increases risk through lack of patching or unauthorized connections. Category 6 events are activities that attempt to gather information about information systems like operating system fingerprinting or port scans. Category 7 are considered incidents where malicious code has gained access to resources. Category 8 events are potentially malicious activities that are undergoing further review. And then Category 9 are suspicious events that are determined to be non-malicious or false positives.